Ukraine would have lost this war long ago without help from the West. You name it, the U.S. and its allies have sent it. But what are the heavy weapons that are really making a difference? Among them, these multiple launch rocket systems, or MLRS. It's an automated mobile weapon that can fire off surface-to-surface precision-guided missiles. In some cases, about a dozen in less than a minute. And the range can be about 80 kilometers, allowing the Ukrainians to hit Russian forces and equipment, but avoid being hit back. Now, the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, or HIMARS, is in the same family as the MLRS. But a key difference is it's on wheels, not tracks. Manufacturer Lockheed Martin says it has a shoot and scoot capability, enabling users to position, engage, and rapidly relocate after firing. Now, that's the attack side. How about defense? A major addition to Ukrainian weaponry has been the U.S.-built Patriot missile system. It came into play recently because Russia ramped up missile and drone strikes on civilian infrastructure. Well, Patriots have a range of up to 100 kilometers. But Ukrainian soldiers need specialized training to use a sophisticated system. Plus, the missiles aren't cheap. One of them costs around $3 million. Soon, the Ukrainians will be using a U.S. Army staple known as the Bradley. Now, the tracked medium armored vehicle has a 25-millimeter gun, and it can carry missiles known as tank killers. Well, France has pledged a similar armored vehicle to Ukraine, set to arrive by March. The AMX-10RC is highly mobile and fitted with a powerful gun. It's been used in the past for reconnaissance and fire support during fighting. Now, for non-military types, it's not always easy to see the difference between that stuff and tanks. But this is what Ukrainian generals really want: modern tanks to help turn the tide of this war, either break the stalemate with Russia or fend off an expected springtime offensive. This month, Britain upped the ante, becoming the first Western nation to announce it's sending some. 14 of the UK's main battle tank, the Challenger 2, will arrive in Ukraine in the coming weeks. Now, also on the wish list, these beasts, the Leopard 2 tank, considered a workhorse of many European armies. Now, their re-export requires German government approval, though, and leaders in Berlin have been reluctant, cautious about pushing the Russians too far and further escalating the war. But they are under pressure to relent. Poland is ready to send Leopard 2s to Ukraine. So is Finland. There are more than 2,300 of them available or in storage across Europe. They have overwhelming mobility and firepower, along with all-round protection. German manufacturer Rheinmetall says that the Leopard 2 can help an army break through enemy lines and end a long period of trench warfare. Some reports suggest Germany would greenlight sending the tanks if the U.S. made a similar move. A lot of talk has been swirling around the M1 Abrams main battle tanks, but U.S. defense officials say they're not currently prepared to offer them up. They describe it as a very complicated and expensive piece of equipment that's tough to train people how to use. Plus, it has high fuel demands due to its gas turbine propulsion system. Still, security analysts say wherever they come from, Ukraine needs tanks and lots of them to retake significant amounts of territory and maybe eventually drive the Russians back across the border.